Again, Rabbi Akiva said, how did he know that B'yayim HaRishon has to mean Erev Pesach? Because the Pasuk says Tashpisu, you have to destroy it on Yom Tov. If you tell me B'yayim HaRishon means Yom Tov, and the Pasuk says Tashpisu, that's a stereo. Because Tashpisu, he holds, means burning it, and burning something is an Av Malacha, you can't do Malachas on Yom Tov. So that's his Raya, Rabbi Akiva's Raya, B'yayim HaRishon here can't mean Pesach, it has to mean Erev Pesach. So the Merav, you have three reasons why I shouldn't make that Rasha. So you see three chiddushim from Akiva. First thing is Shema Mina ain't bir chomet elas reifa. That's one chiddush he holds, and that's a machlekes in the Gemara later. What would the rabbanon hold? No, you can revive your chomet by stam zerul ruach. Stam throw it into the yam. You mekayim mitzvah tashbisu. You don't have to burn it. So if you hold like the rabbanon, the Akiva has maraya. If you tell me tashbisu just means throw it in the wind or throw it in the yam on yontif, you're allowed to throw it into the yam. So what's the raya? Akiva talking about yontif. Elamai Reb Kiva holds, like Reb Yehuda Shita, that ain't biyachom etzel esreifa. When a Torah says tashvisu, the only way you mekayim the mitzvah is by burning it. And therefore, he holds you're not allowed to burn on Yom Tov. So that's one chiddush. Another chiddush is, Shema mina havara lechalik yotzis. That havara, it's a machlekes, do we say, the Torah says an extra time, leisavaru esh b'chol mosh v'seichem. As even though the Lama test Melachas by Shabbos doesn't say Beferish, we learn it out from the Mishkan. Havara says Beferish. The Torah says, Loi Sevaru Eish B'chol Mosh Vaseichem. So it's a Machlokes. Why did the Torah have to say Havara special for him? One man the Yama says it's Lachalik Yotzis. In other words, it's a regular one of the Lama test Melachas. Just I would think you only chay if you do all together. Or else, if you do all together, you only chay if one. Kamash Melano Lachalik Yotzis. For every one of the Lama test Melachas you do, you get a special Chiyav Chattis or a special chorus, a special Chiyav Chattis, yeah. That's one man the Yama. The other man the Yama says no. Havar is a Chiddush, it's a Lav Yotzis. There's only a Lav involved. There's no Chiyav Chorus even by Shabbos. So Gemara is saying we have a Raya, Rabbi Akiva asked the old Havar Lachalik Yotzis. That Havar is one of the Lama test Melachas. And the reason why the Torah said an extra time Havar to tell me that for each Melach you do separately, you have a separate Chiyav Chattis. But Mashmav, he would hold that Havar is only a Lav, then it would be Mutter. And the question is why? Even if Havar is only a Lav, but it's still also to do on Yom Tov. So the famous Rach here, the Rach says, that if it would only be a Lav, I would say Eser Deichel Ois Tasei. We're talking about Yabim Mekayim Mitzvah Tasei. There's a Mitzvah Tasei of Tashpisu, get rid of the Chometz. Ah, you're not allowed to burn on Yom Tov, it's only a Lav. I'd say Eser Deichel Ois Tasei. Therefore, if Havar is only a Lav, it would be Mutter. So now it's Shver though. So now that the Gemara says Havar is Lachalik Yotzis, so Havar is not only a Lav, by Shabbos it's even a Chiyav Chattis. But by Yom Tov there's no Chiyav Chattis, by Yom Tov there's only a Lav. So even if Havar is really one of the Lama Tes Melachis, still I should say Yesod Leichel Ois Tasei. So Teretz is that Yom Tov has an essay with it. Yom Tov there's a Lois Tasei and an Asei. There's an Asei to rest on Yom Tov, and there's a Lois Tasei not to do Melachis. So the famous Velz Pshat is that what's the word essay after rest on Yom Tov? The pshat, what's called resting on Yom Tov, is not to do a Lama Tes Melachis. Something that's one of the Lama Tes Melachis, if you do that on Yom Tov, you're over the Yisr Asay Shvisa, you didn't rest on Yom Tov. But let's say Lamasha, somebody eats Chazir on Yom Tov. He doesn't have Aver on Yom Tov. Is that called he was over the essay of resting on Yom Tov? No. What does that Aver got to do with the essay of resting? If a guy wears Shatnas on Yom Tov, he did that Averum, but Lamaisa, he still rested on Yom Tov. What Avera do you have to do that says you do not rest on Yom Tov? Only the Lama Tes Melachis. If you do one of the Lama Tes Melachis, that's considered you didn't rest. Because the Torah calls these things Melacha. So you did a Melacha, it's not called resting. So it's very good then. If Havara is one of the Lama Tes Melachis, so it's called now, if you do Havara on Yom Tov, true, it's only a Lav. But by doing this Lav, you're also over the Asay of not resting on Yom Tov. And the Klal is, Ein Asay Doicha, Lois Asay V'Yasay. But if you're going to tell me Havara is only a Lav, that means it's not one of the Lama Tes Melachis. It's only Stam a Lav not to do it. So it's like a Lav, like don't eat Chaz, don't eat Shatnis. So if you're going to do this on Yom Tov, you only have a Lav, you're not over the Yisr Asay. So Mela, if you're burning it now to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Asay of Tashvisu, it should be Mutter. So why does Rabbi Akiva say it's also to burn the Chometz, even to do the Mitzvah Asay of Tashvisu? So Mera brings a good Raya, we see Rabbi Akiva holds that Havar is Lachalik. Havari is one of the Lama Tes Melachis. And therefore, if you do it on Yom Tov, you're over two things. An Issa Loi, a Lois Asay, and an Issa Asay. And the Klal is Essay, is not Doich, a Lois Asay, B'Yassay. So that's the second Kiddush we have from Rabbi Akiva. And the third Kiddush is, that we should think of on Rabbi Akiva is, Oshmamina, Loi Amrinan Hoyol, for Hutra, Havara, Litzarech, Hutra Namishta, Litzarech. Like everybody knows, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. like you're allowed to burn things to cover Yom Tov. If you want to have, you have a fire going and the fire is going out, you're allowed to put wood into the fire to make it burn better to cook. So what's the pshat? That the havar is mutl tzarech eichel nefesh. Now we hold halacha mitoich. Mitoich is mutl tzarech eichel nefesh. Who are then it's mutl afilu shtel tzarech eichel nefesh? You see, the b'kiva is not like that. The b'kiva is no. Havar is only mutl was mamash tzarech eichel nefesh. Here to burn the chometz, there's no eichel nefesh involved. You stand one of them in the kind of mitzvah saseh of tashmisu, but that has nothing to do with eichel nefesh. You're not eating anything. So therefore, since you're not eating anything, the b'kiva is also to do it on yontif. That's the chiddush of Kiva, doesn't know from the svar of mitoich. So if you don't know from mitoich, and you hold havar is lechalik yotzesus, and you hold that ain't biyachomet elas reifa, then you have a radical. The Kiva learns beyond this pasuk. Ach b'yom rishon tashbisu cannot mean on Pesach; it has to mean erev Pesach. Yeah, but that's the maskon according to everybody's maskim though. Like we hold that on erev Pesach, that's the mitzvah tashbisu. And from Chatzos V'yelech, it's also to have Chomets in Yishus, and before that, Midirais, it's Mutter. Right, Tana Rabbanu, the writer says, the Pasuk says, Shivas Yomim Sor Lo Yimotzim B'Vatechem. For 7 days, you should not find Chomets in Yishus. So here it says, Loshen Lo Yimotzim, don't find it. The Torah doesn't say, Lecho, only your Chomets. It says, Tam, Lo Yimotzim, don't find any Chomets in Yishus. Not in Yishus, B'Vatechem, in your house. Ma Tamul Lo Yimotzim, what do I need this Pasuk for? I have already a pasuk before, or even this pasuk a second, but I have another pasuk that says, Lo yiroh lecho sor, v'lo yiroh lecho chometz b'chol gvulcho. You should not see chometz in any part of your gvul, anything that belongs to you. Not only inside your house, your gvul means in your chotzah, your backyard, your garage, any gvul, anything that you own, you should not see chometz. And here the Torah also says the word lecho, Lo yiroh lecho, you should not see your chometz. But the question is, since I already have a lav not to see chometz on Pesach, so what do I need another lav for not to find chometz? Like the Chur, there's one lav, don't see chometz. So if you find it, that's called seeing it. So the Mara no. Lufi Shemnema, the Pasuk says, Lo yiroi lechos or, it's what it says, don't see your chometz. We darshin, shelecho iyata roya. You're not allowed to see your own chometz. Of a royata, shelecho iyata roya. You're allowed to see goyish chometz. If a goy puts his bread in your house, there's no avera. You're allowed to see goyish chometz. And we'll see the sugi later. I'll preview, you weren't mekabel achrayis. If you're not mekabel achrayis on the goyish chometz, you're allowed to see it in your rishus. But the pasuk says lecho, your chometz you can't see, but a goyish chometz you could see. V'shel gevoy who adin, something that belongs to hegdish, you can also see, because it's not called lecho. It's not called belonging to you. So the mariyachol yatmin. I would think Yatman though you should hide it. The pasuk says La Yiroi, you can't see chometz in your shoes. Let's say you have chometz, but you cover it up with a blanket. If you cover it up, you can't see it. Maybe that should be mutter. Yochel Yatman, maybe it's enough just to cover it up. Or else V'yikabel Pikdoinus min anochri. Maybe I should be allowed to be mekabel a pikodoin. Means even though I have achrayis to watch it, it should be mutter. Maybe because still it's not mine, it only belongs to the guy, it doesn't belong to me. Maybe it should be mutter for me to be mekabel a pikodin, that I have to watch a pledge from the guy. Talmud Loima, that's the second pasuk, lo yimotzei. I can't find chametz. So even though you can't see it, you put a blanket over it, sure you can't see it, but can you find it? Yes, it's in your rishus, you can find it. So you're not allowed to even cover up chametz in your rishus. That's what the pasuk says, lo yimotzei. And who then, if you have a pikodin from a guy, that you have an achiyav achrayis on it, it's also called yimotzei, you're not allowed to have it. Now, ein liyela only, I would think only, v'nochri shlei kivashtoi. A nochri that doesn't work for you, who doesn't listen to you, is not under your rule. And vayta v'yein shuri imach v'chotzer. A guy that doesn't live with you in the chotzer. That's what I would think it's also. What about nochri shlei kivashtoi? A nochri that's under your rule, like your slave. V'shuri imach v'chotzer. Or else he lives with you in the chotzer. How do I know even that is also? Like I have a tzad to say here, it's mutter. Now the Gemara soon when asked the question, it should be just the opposite. If a guy is living with you, or a guy is your evid, it's more in your rishus. So pshita that should be yosser. So the Gemara asked this question later, it should be just the opposite. Like we're saying like this, I only know it's usser a guy that doesn't live with us, and a guy that's not under my rule. But a guy that's under my rule, and a guy that lives by me, how do I know he's usser? Scores a bissel madna, right? The Gemara was in this discussion. But minayin, how do I know that even this is usher? Even the guy that lives with me, and the guy that's under my rule, my slave, how do I know I'm not allowed to have his chometz? Talmudim, the Pasuk says, Lo yimotzei babateichem. You can't find chametz in your rishus. And that's called motzei. Since it's your guy, he's living with you, or he's motzei etzachom, it's called you find chametz in your rishus. That's awesome. Pasuk lo yimotzei, you can't find chametz. Weiter. Ein leyelashim babateichem. But so far we think from the first pasuk of Shilas Yomim, Sorol lo yimotzei babateichem, first says you can't find chametz in your house. So I would think only in your house you can't do it. Ein liyela sheba batechem. In your house you can't find it. What about the boiris? Not in your house. Outside your house you have a ditch that you store things there. Or else besichin umoris, caves that you store your food there. Minayin. How do I know you're not allowed to have chametz hid there in your cave? Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, bechol gavulcha. By the pasuk, second pasuk of lo yiror lecho chametz, there it says, bechol gavulcha. Gavulcha means anything you own. Not only in your house, even in your garage, even in your ditches, your caves, also, since it's your gavul, you own it, you can't have chametz there. Pasuk lo yiror lecho chametz bechol gavulcha. The adayin on the yomah, I would still say, bebatim, maybe they're true, we're saying now the two different sukkim. The pasuk of lo yimotze says, bebatim. So I would say, true. If you have the chametz inside your house, then you have bal yiror bal yimotze. Because the pasuk says, lo yishol lo yimotze bebateichem. Or bal yatmin, who are then even though you're covering it up, still you're oiver, because the pasuk says, lo yimotze, you shouldn't find it. Even though you covered it up, but you still could find it. So lo yimotze goes bevateichem. So in your house, I know you have all these love. You can't have the chametz even though it's covered up. Or bal yikabel pikdonis min anochri. Who are then you're not allowed to mekabel, accept a pledge from a guy that you're holding because it's called motzi, even though it doesn't belong to you. But since it's now in your rishus, it's called motzi. It's found by you. You're not allowed to find chametz in your rishus. The gvulin shelucho iyateroya. Mashenke, this is good by the lav of lo yimotze. But by the lav of bal yiror, there the pasuk says gvulcha. So the gvulcha means not in your house, but anything outside your house that you own. Is shalacho yateroya. There the pasuk says only you can't see your own chametz in your warehouse, in your cave. Avlateroya shalacherim shalgvoya. But you are allowed to see goyish chametz. In your warehouse, you're allowed to see goyish chametz. Who are then in your warehouse, you're allowed to see chametz shel gevoya shel hegdish. But I don't know in your house you're allowed to do that. Maybe in your house, you're not allowed to even have goyish chametz. Or maybe in your house, you can't even have hegdish chametz. Has the pasuk that says lechor, that says only you are osir, not hegdish, or not goy, is talking about the gvulin. So maybe when the chametz is not in your house, it's in your cave, in your garage, that's when you're allowed to see goyish chametz or hegdish chametz. But how do I know even when it's in your house? How do I know to put both chedushim in both places? That the chiddush that the pasuk says of lo yimotzei, even though there it only says in the bayis, and then the pasuk says lo yiror lechor, which is mashma only yours you can't see, but hegdish you could see. I there it only says it by gvulin, only outside your house. How do I know that both dinim, both lechum and lekulis, apply equally to whether the chometz is in your house or whether the chometz is in the gvul outside your house? How do I know to put both halachas, both places, that every place is the same halacha? Your chometz you're not allowed to have even though it's covered up. And if you makabal a pikodin from a goy that your makabal achrayis, that's like it belongs to you, it's awesome. But if you're not makabal achrayis, just the goy comes with his chometz and puts it in your house, it's mutter. And the Hoadin Hegdish's chametz is mutter. How do I know that both halachas applies both places, both in the house and both in the gvulin? Talmud Loima, there's a gzeresh over here. Talmud Loima sor gzeresh over. In both psukim it says, there it says shivas yavim sor lo yimotzei, and there it says lo yiror lechor sor. It says the word sor both psukim to make a hekish. Nema sor bebatim, it says by lo yimotzei bebateichim. And certainly, what's the pasuk? Certainly, yimotzei bebateichem. V'nerma, the other pasuk says, or bigvulin. There, the pasuk says, lo yiror lechor sor. And there, it says lechor. So we dashin ma sor ha'omer bebatim. Just like when the Torah talks about in the house, it's talking about lo yimotzei. Is oivim mishum bal yiror bal yimotzei u bal yatmin. That the other pasuk says, clearly don't find it. That means even though you can't see it, even though you hide it, you put a cover over it, still it's awesome. Even though the guy owns the chametz, But since he gave it to you, Buteros Epikodin, and we'll soon see, was that sign that you have a chrayis on it? If it gets lost, you have to pay him for it. So that's also, because that's called motzui. It's called, this chomis now is being found by you. Is av sor homa begvulim. The same thing, the sor that talks about lo yiro, that there it says, begvulim, mashm outside your house, the same halachas. Oive mishum bal yiro, bal yimotze, bal yatrin. And even if you have chomis in your garage, or in your caves, even if you cover it up, that you can't see it, still it's awesome. Either Pasuk only says lo yiro, and if it's covered up you can't see it, so what? We have the Gzeira Shavam, that the Pasuk lo yimotze applies to Gvulun also. And even though it's covered up, but you could find it. So therefore, even in Gvulun, even in your caves, it's also to have chomets covered. And you can't receive a pledge from a guy that you have a chrayis. If it gets lost, you have to pay for it. That's considered like you, it's called motzi yetzachor, that's awesome. Now, umasor homa begvulin, just like the sor that it says by lo yiro, when there the pasuk says lo yiro lecho, it's only also to see your chametz. Is shelecho iyataroya? You can't see chametz belonging to you or chametz belonging to any Yisrael. Avalat teroya shelacherim, but you are allowed to see chametz belonging to a goy. Acherim here means a goy; it doesn't mean another Yisrael. Any Yisrael, any Yiddish chametz also to be in your reshus. That just means acherim here means a goy. You're allowed to have goyish chametz in your reshus. Or else for show gavoya, who are then chometz that belongs to Hegdish, that's not called lecho, it's not called belonging to us, it's called belonging to gavoya, that's also mutter. So this sor only says by gvulin. Is av sor the same thing when the Torah says lo yimotzi bevateichim, av sor homo bebatim is shalecho yateroya, av lateroya shalachem v'sho gavoya. You have this cooler even in your house also. In your house, you're allowed to see chomis that belongs to a goy if you have no achrayis on it, and you're allowed to see chomis that belongs to Hegdish even though it's in your house. Because we have this the Hekish one from the other. So the Gemara Amar, we learned before, ainly the Bryce said like this, ainly yela benochri shloi kivashtoi. I only know it's also to have chomis in your rishus, a goyish chomis, and we're talking about soon see that you makabal achrayis, you accepted a pledge from a goy that you have the achrayis. But from which guy? Only a guy shleiki vashtei that doesn't listen to you. He's not under your rule. He's not your slave. V'yein shruyim chav chotzer, and he doesn't live with you in the same chotzer, in the same house. Or benoch rishleiki vashtei. But what about a guy that's under your rule? Or else a shruyim chav chotzer, a guy that your neighbor lives right next to you minayin. How do we know even his chometz is also to mekabel a pikot that you have a chrayis on? Talmud loyman, need a pasuk loyimotzei. I need a pasuk loyimotzei saying any type of guy shechometz that you have a chrayis on, it's also to be mekabelit. For the Gemara, kalpa lai, it should be just the opposite. Like, what are you talking about? It's just the opposite. Maduch if the goy is not your slave. Maduch if the goy doesn't live with you. You're not allowed to accept his pledge. You can't have in your reshus his chametz. If you're mekabel achrayis, so pshit if the goy mamish lives with you, or the goy is your slave that's under your reign, pshit it's also. Avad was called more motzi yestachur. So what are we saying? Only if he's far away it's awesome. But if he's close it's mutter, just the opposite it should be. Kapalayim is just the opposite. So Omer Abaya by saying Nechnam Yepuch, change it around, start it through. And then they say, maybe it's only also a goy that lives with you or under your rule. But a goy that doesn't live near you, how do you know he's also? That's to Kapalayim aloyim motzi. You can't find it. Rav Amar no, liyolam loy teipach. Don't change around the brisa of the Aresha koi. The brisa is telling us chidushim leheter of the Aresha of the brisa. It says what? Shelucho iyataroyim, av lataroyim shelachayim. The brisa says shelucho. You're only not allowed to see your own chometz, but chometz belonging to a goy, you're allowed to see. His calls the man. You're not makabel achrayis on the goy's chometz. His tam puts it in your reshus. It's mutim in the brisa. B'shol gavoya. Who are dinner the chometz belongs to Hegdish? It's allowed to be in your reshus. Now in this part of the Braisa was saying, now it's Kshmak. Ein liyela benochrish leiki vashtoin. When is it mutter to have goyish chometz in your reshus? Only if the goy is not under your rule. He's not your slave. The ein shriim chob chotzer. And he's not living with you in your house, in your chotzer. But what about a nochrish kvashtoin shriim chob chotzer? What about a slave, or a nochri that's under your rule? Or a nochri that's your neighbor? Minayin, how do we know even such chometz you'll not have in your reshus? As maybe since he's your neighbor, it's more looks like yours. Maybe it should be yours. Talmud loy malay motzi. The Rai of the Pasuk still says loy motzi. You should not find it, and this is not called found by you. Now the Bissel Shver. What's the Rai from the word loy motzi? If anything, if I care, this word of loy motzi tells us isurim. It's telling us not only chometz that mamish you can see is osur, but even chomet you can see, as long as it's found by you, also it's osur. So chur, the word lo yimotz is telling us chidushim that of lesser. So how could the Gemara use it now to tell us chidushim that it's mutter? That's the most kash for the Gemara. Vaitana mahadir atera. This Tana now wants to find heterim. It wants to tell me, how do I know that even a guy that's your slave, that lives with you, how do you know even his chomet you're allowed to see in your rishus? So we need a postek leheter. For the Gemara, v'nosav lo krol yisura. So which postek did Tana bring down? Lo yimotze. Lo yimotze is not telling us something that's mutter. Lo yimotze is telling us something that's osur. So how do I see from the postek, lo yimotze, that it's mutter to have goyish chomet in your rishus, even though he's your neighbor? Where do I see leheter here? Now the Gemara like this. That's why it says two times the word l'chol. So it's a deal clearly that no matter how close the guy is to you, even if he's your neighbor, even if he's your slave, but kol zaman the chometz belongs to him, and you're not mekabel achrayis, if it's in your rishus, it's mutter. That's the deal. And lo yimotze, the Torah says two times l'chol l'chozir. What do I need two times for? And tell me this chiddush. Not only is it mutter to have goyish chometz in your rishus, that's not your slave that lives far away, but even goyish chometz, a goy that lives right next to you, your neighbor, and your own slave, still it's mutter. Kol zaman the chometz belongs to the goy, it's mutter. That's what the Tana meant to say. Lo yimotze with the extra word l'chol. So more right. Omar, another part of the brace was like this. Yochol yatmin v'kabel pikdoimis min anochri. I would think that the pasuk would only say lo yiruah. You can't see chometz. So I would think if you yatmin, if you take a blanket and cover the chometz, maybe it's mutter. You can't see the chometz. Who adin v'kabel pikdoimis min anochri? Maybe it's mutter to mekabel pikdoimis from a guy. Talmud loymel lo yimotze. The pasuk says no. Lo yimotze, you can't find it. So therefore, by not finding it, even if it's covered, you could find it. And who are dinner which goes to chametz in your rishus, since it's found by you, it's also. For at the Gemara, though, it's a stira, her arm with Reisha, but at the beginning of the Braisa said, shelecho iyataroya, avalataroya shelecherim shogavoya. The first said, no, you are allowed to have goyish chametz in your rishus. The barot doesn't belong to you, or belongs to a goy or to hegdish, it's mutter. So how could you tell me it's also to mekabla pikodon from a goy? A pikodon means a pledge. So what? It's still the goy's, so why can't you mekabla it? Now the Gemara Lakash, there's no stira. Ho de kibbula layachrayis, ho de lo kibbula layachrayis. It depends. True, this pledge belongs to the goyis chometz, but he gave it over to the Yisrael now. If the Yisrael has achrayis, that means if it gets lost, that the Yisrael will have to pay for it, achrayis is also mixas kinyan. So it looks as if it's in your rishus, so we look as if it's in the Yisrael's rishus, therefore it's also. But if the Yisrael has no achrayis at all, if it gets lost, he doesn't have to pay for it, so then it's 100% belonging to the guy, so then it's mutter to be even in the guy's rishus. Then there's no issa. So the Marki heard the Yomalu Rav Levei Mechuza. Like Rav told the people living in Mechuza, that was Rav's city, Be'irul chamira devnei chayla libetaychum. Before Pesach, you have to destroy the chometz that the army men left in your house. There was a chayt then, that when the army men used to come through the city, the people had to feed them. So they used to have their chometz there, in stored away in your house. So the army men's chometz, even though vice the army men were goyim, but since the chometz was in your rishus, you have to destroy it. Why? I is goyish chometz, because kivon dilo migna vilo misvid birushayichu koyi. Since if it would have been stolen from you, that chometz. Whereas the army men stored away their chometz in your house. Now if it would be stolen from your house, or it'd be lost from your house, or ubisalishlume, you would have to pay for it. In other words, you have a chiyav achrayis on that chometz. If it would get lost, you would have to pay for it. The melekid l'choin domi is considered like it belongs to you, v'yosser. And therefore, that chometz not allowed to be in your rishus. Because since you have a kinyan achrayis, it's considered a mixas that belongs to you. But we have no achrayis at all, then it's 100% the goy. That's the postik l'chor that you are allowed to see goyish chometz. So the Marachura, ho nichlaman di yama dover gerla mami kamama domi. If you hold that the fact that the thing would be lost, you would have to pay for it, makes it like your mom and me gives you a kinyan, is good. Since if this chometz gets lost, you have to pay for it, we look as if you own this chometz now. So Mela, since it belongs to the mixer, so the Yisrael, you can't have it in your rishus. Ela l'man d'yoma, lav k'mom and domi, ma'ik l'meimom. But the man d'yoma says no. Even though if the chometz gets destroyed, you have to pay for it. For about right now, kol zaman the chometz is here. Whose chometz is it? It's the goy's chometz. The goy has the right to take it away from you anytime he wants. So that doesn't belong to you. So ma'ik l'meimom, why is it also then? Have the Gemara, shani yachad, d'yomar, lo yimotzei. Enoch Nami, it doesn't really belong to the Yisrael. The Yisrael doesn't have a shame mum, and he can't be Mekadosh and Isha with it. But I call upon him by Chometz, the Torah says, Loshen, Lo Yimotzei, the Chometz should not be found by you. Calls him on, you have a Kinyan Achrayis, even though it's maybe it's not called Mamish, your mum, but Yimotzei it is. It's called found by you. So calls him on, you have a Kinyan Achrayis in this Goyish Chometz, it's considered Motzei, it's found by you, it's also for you to have it. And he could be Yami something like this, just the opposite. If the fact that you have a chrayis, you'll have to pay for it later, is not considered like right now you own that chayfetz. That's why the